Copywriting. How to write irresistible web copy. Use persuasive words that sells and make money online with writing. Written by Armani Murphy. Narrated by William Harvey Jr. Introduction. Writing is an excellent direction to pursue if you like creativity in words. Copywriting is the path chosen by many writers who enjoy the marketing aspect of the craft. By definition, copywriting is writing for businesses with the purpose of selling an idea or product. If you find yourself persuasive and good with writing, then this is very likely the career for you. The path to becoming a copywriter follows a certain timeline. The first step is to find clients. There are a few ways to do this, and they can be categorized into two streams. The first is going through an agency. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of companies out there that match writers with clients. Upwork and Scripted are two examples. These sites don't cater necessarily 100% to copywriting, but if used correctly, they can generate a lot of work for you. The other method of getting work is to directly target companies that hire copywriters. Nowadays, most companies have a website with updatable content, and these people always hire good copywriters. Blogs have become a mainstream method for companies to persuasively target their audience. If you were just starting your career, it is important to think about building a portfolio. A portfolio is a collection of documents in digital format that showcase your past work as a copywriter. Starting off small and choosing multiple small projects that are targeted towards beginners is a great way to build this portfolio up. Remember that you may have to accept lower rates when starting out. The important thing is to gain experience. If you are not a beginner, then consider creating your own website or blog that showcases some of your past work and illustrates the type of writer you are. This is fairly easily done in today's market. Finding work and clients is potentially one of the most arduous parts of becoming a copywriter, but don't give up. You will achieve a large group of clients before you know it. Setting themes is your next goal to solid copywriting. This will require some creativity on your part. Match your theme to the type of client you have and the products that need to be persuasively sold. Next comes branding, which is also a very creative but highly important aspect of writing good copy. Some marketing knowledge or a general business background will help with this greatly. A lot of what you need to know about marketing and branding can be found out there on the internet if you are new to the pursuit. Editing your work is a crucial step in copywriting. You will want to proofread your work and edit for things like good grammar and spelling. It is often said that good writing is rewriting, which simply means before submitting your work, make sure you go back and edit. Finally, paying attention to persuasion, which is an art form, is useful and critical to your copywriting success. Copywriting is unique as an art form in that you are selling something, be it a product, idea, or even entire company. Good copywriting has a strong element of persuasion to it. Following these critical steps and working hard will allow you to enter the copywriting market with a leg up, and coming back to these principles numerous times will allow you to hone your craft and improve and evolve as a copywriter. Chapter 1. 5 Causes of Real Estate Stagnation and How to Overcome Them. If there is a stagnation at work, then there is probably a few causes for that. Perhaps you have fewer current listings that you'd like or what your quote should be. Or you have plenty of listings but none of the homes are selling. To make matters worse, you're stressing out about these problems at work and are probably taking that stress home with you, causing your negative energy to also flow onto your family. Whatever the cause of the stagnation, you can bet that it's leading to other problems in your life. The 5 main causes of real estate stagnation are 1. Popularity. Let's face it, the real estate company in town that has been around for a while is probably the place most people go to purchase a house or list their own. When people in the area you are trying to sell and list are familiar with other agents, then they are going to go to those agents. So how do you gain more popularity, especially when you're just starting out in the business? Unless you've been hired by that popular company, you're going to have to get creative. To increase your popularity, go where your clients are. This is a great way to spend time with your family while also trying to network with others. What community events can you attend to start meeting important people in your community? And I'm not talking about renting a booth space and trying to pass out your business card. I'm talking about getting out there and meeting people. This might seem a little nerve-wracking to begin with,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?